This is what's trending today. Steve Scalise returned to the United States Capitol building on Thursday. Scalise, a Louisiana native, is part of the Republican Party leadership in the U.S. House of Representatives. On the morning of June 14th, he and other lawmakers were up early and preparing for a big event, the yearly congressional baseball game. They were working out on a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. The practice was just coming to an end when gunshots rang out. Scalise was shot in the hip. The shooter was identified as James Hodgkinson of Illinois. Scalise was badly injured. Doctors operated on him a number of times to repair bones, blood vessels, and internal organs. He missed work for over 3 months. When he returned on Thursday, Scalise needed crutches to move around, but he was happy to get back to work. Scalise said, "You have no idea how great this feels. In a year when U.S. politicians have had trouble agreeing on many issues, House members agreed that Scalise should get a hearty welcome. They all rose to their feet and clapped loudly. Some lawmakers walked over to Scalise and gave him a hug. Later, he said, "I'm definitely a living example that miracles do happen." Scalise thanked the U.S. Capitol police officers who were on duty in Alexandria on the day of the shooting. Crystal Greiner and David Bailey were also injured in the attack. They fired back and killed Hodgkinson. Scalise told Bailey, "You are my hero. You saved my life. Thank you so much." In a video, Scalise was shown walking slowly, holding crutches in both arms. He said he feels great, but still has a lot of work to do before he returns to full health. The congressional baseball game raises money for charitable causes. It has been played most years since 1909, with Republican members of Congress playing congressional Democrats. The game is one way the politicians get to know each other outside of debating issues. The Democrats won the 80th congressional game the day after Scalise was shot. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.